In today's credit markets, the real risks lurk in the shadows. Darpan Harar and Justin Jewell, company heads of multi-asset credit at 91. Darpan Harar and Justin Jewell, company heads of multi-asset credit at 91, explain that while risks that built up post the global financial crisis are beginning to surface in US private markets, credit quality has improved in the mainstream high-yield market. With recent market moves masking a divergent picture of risk exposure across mainstream credit markets, investors can capitalize on the sell-off and position themselves defensively. The chart. The lion's share of lending to sectors most vulnerable to AI disruption risk has taken place outside of mainstream public credit markets. Source. 91 analysis using data from Preqin for the private credit market, S&P for the loans market, and ICE index data for the high-yield market. The context. Over recent months, one headline after another has shone a spotlight on risk in the US private credit market. Issues that have been building for years, relating to the financing of high-risk borrowers and a weakening of credit standards, are coming to a head, driving up scrutiny of the private credit market and sparking a sell-off in mainstream public credit markets, such as US high-yield debt. For context, the US private credit industry expanded after the global financial crisis in 2008. As banks scaled back their lending to riskier borrowers, private market firms stepped in to fill the gap, fueling the growth of the shadow banking sector. Jewel, many loans made in this period are now under pressure from higher interest rates and AI disruption risk, especially since private lenders invested heavily in the software and IT sectors, areas considered most vulnerable to disruption. However, as outlined here, recent market moves mask a more nuanced backdrop. With private markets and leveraged loans now dominating the riskier end of lending activity, credit risk in the mainstream high-yield market has remained remarkably stable. In fact, the average credit quality of the high-yield index is the highest it has been in several decades. Hurrah! While some segments of the public market have indirect exposure to this theme, notably parts of the insurance and banking sectors, and select business development company, BDC, bonds, we believe many of these structures will prove resilient, supported by strong capitalization and conservative leverage metrics. As always, selectivity remains key. The conclusion. The credit landscape is shifting as risks that built up post the global financial crisis begin to surface, particularly in US private markets. In tandem, there's been a quiet revolution in the high-yield credit market, where overall credit quality has improved. Jewel, recent market moves miss this nuance and mask a divergent picture of risk exposure across mainstream credit markets. Harar concludes, by avoiding the most vulnerable sectors and targeting well-structured, higher-quality assets, bottom-up investors can navigate the risks while taking advantage of attractive valuations to capture return opportunities. Ends. Author. At Darpan Harar, 91 plus posts. Bio at Darpan Harar, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Credit 2026 Outlook. Build up your core strength and stay flexible at Darpan Harar, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Credit Chronicle. Divergent dynamics continue in investment grade markets at Darpan Harar, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Time to explore a broader global opportunity set as traditional US credit market valuations reach new highs at Darpan Harar, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Credit Chronicle. A welcome rally but beware over enthusiasm. At Justin Jewell, 91 plus posts. Bio at Justin Jewell, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Credit 2026 Outlook. Build up your core strength and stay flexible. Share on your socials.